Hey friends, Peggy Hall with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I am wearing a beautiful lei that came from my Healthy American friends in Hawaii. Marielle and Beth, I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I thank you for all of the tips and information that you've been sending me about what is going on in Hawaii. Friends, you probably know that for the last month, actually going on longer than that, I have been bringing you nonstop information, breaking news, and coverage about what has been going on in Hawaii with the governor. I call him Josh Green Do Deal. And the good news is that our pushback is working because we have been exposing their evil deeds to the light. It's making it much more difficult for them to operate in the shadows. And that's what I want to cover on this deep dive video. So let me do this. I'm going to share my screen. And before we go any farther, let me just remind you that over here, when you are on my channel, please be sure to click on live as well as videos. That's where you will find my uploads. A lot of my videos I do live, so click on that tab as well. And then I want you to make sure that you are hearing me clearly. So there is a volume tab. Do you see right here in the lower left? I am adjusting the volume here. You should be able to hear me loud and clear. When I do my playback on these videos, the sound is booming. So I don't know whether YouTube is fiddling with my audio so that you can't hear me and get frustrated. Please don't give up. Turn up the volume on your device and turn up the volume on the video itself. And be sure that you tune in. Every day, I'm here at 4 p.m. Pacific, that's 7 p.m. Eastern, and I really appreciate you, my sophisticated, savvy, supportive, healthy American audience. The other thing I want to show you, and this is where we are going to look, I did a video about 3 weeks ago about this breaking news that the governor ran his gubernatorial campaign on this idea that housing is healthcare. He actually said that he thinks doctors should write prescriptions for people to get a house. I think that's very interesting. I'm not denying that there are horrible conditions in terms of people trying to find affordable housing in Hawaii, but he needs to work within the legislative boundaries. So he declared an emergency 3 weeks before the Maui fire. In fact, he declared a housing emergency when he first took office in January of 2023. I will have a link for you so that you can watch this video again. I've got over 50 videos in my Maui playlist. And what I want to show you is another very important resource for you. And this is my Substack, and it's called Peggy to the Rescue. You find it at peggyhall.substack.com. And in my Substack, I do deep dives in a written format that you can read. You can click through to the links. You can share it easily. And this is a Substack that I just sent out, and it's titled "The Hawaii Governor Amends the Emergency Proclamation." So I want to bring to you some of the highlights from that Substack. And then I also encourage you to subscribe. It's absolutely free. All content is free to all readers. Some of you took the initiative to do a paid subscription, and I really appreciate it. The Healthy American is my full-time job. I look at you as my bosses, and I want to bring you the information, the tips, the tools, the strategies, the resources, the remedies to help you fight tyranny. So you are a partner with me, and those who are able to support me financially, I really appreciate it. I could not do it without you. So what I want to tell you is about this very important evidence that shows that what we are doing is working. One of the questions I get on this channel all the time is, what can I do? And I answered that question many times over the last few years. I have a couple of videos recently called How to Stop the Evildoers, and I recommend that you watch that. And I strive to give you remedies and how-tos. So this one shows that what we're doing is working. So Josh Green Do Deal, as I call him, has updated the illegitimate emergency proclamation on housing. So I've been analyzing this breaking news since day one of the firebombing, as I call it, of Lahaina. And I've got that entire Maui fire playlist with all of my analysis. Sadly, the incineration of people and property was, in my view, perpetrated upon the unsuspecting population as a way for this government in Hawaii to accelerate its land grab and its Build Back Better plan, just as the New World Disorder, as I call it, just as they are demanding. So before we dive any deeper, and I want to give you the evidence that demonstrates how our pushback is working, let me just give you a little bit of a background as to the evil doer that we are dealing with. I call him Josh Green Do Deal as a play on words from the far left's Green New Deal policies. And the fact that these directed energy weapons, the acronym is DEW, D-E-W, they've been in place on the island of Maui, and they have existed in this warfare technology brought to you by Northrop Grumman and Raytheon, among others, that's been around for about 50 years. And possibly these weapons could be implicated in this massive destruction of the people and property in Lahaina. I mean, even a third grader knows that grass is flammable and steel cars don't melt. Yet in the Maui firebombing, we saw that cars were melted while oftentimes the grass was untouched. I'm going to do a deeper dive on that and bring to you some comments from one of the fire inspectors who said this was a grass-fed fire. And I'm going to contrast that with images of the grass unburnt while the melted cars are right nearby. So this Hawaii governor, Joshi, is an outsider, and he has deep ties to the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. That has the acronym WEF. That's why I call him a WEFer. No one else is better suited, apparently, for inflicting such heinous damage than the Band-Aid-obsessed, bumbling dictator of the Hawaiian Islands, outsider Josh Green Do Deal. I've done several videos on this weird obsession he has about Band-Aids. Joshi was sent, actually, to Hawaii about 20 years ago by the federal government via the National Health Service Corps. And what that does is it helps these healthcare workers not have to pay for their medical education. The government forgives all of their loans. I don't know all of the details, but that's my understanding. And it is a federal government program, kind of like the Peace Corps. I was in the Peace Corps many years ago. I didn't have any school loans forgiven. In fact, I was living on a shoestring. But this is the National Health Service Corps, and he was sent to Hawaii. Now, I'm going to do an upcoming video, a deep dive about his family. His background is it's a Russian Jewish heritage. And his mother actually worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development. I'm not going to say it was a CIA front, but I'll let you draw your conclusions. The fact that he's Russian or Jewish, I don't have any beefs with any Russian or Jewish people, other than when we start to add all the pieces together, why is he in charge of Hawaii and not a Hawaiian? That's what bothers me. Okay, Joshi apparently was sent to continue the tradition of outsider oppression inflicted upon the tender-hearted, aloha-filled Hawaiian people. So again, he was a federal doctor on these islands, where he also made time to vaccinate, to create human pincushions out of 37,000 innocent children in Samoa within 48 hours. That's quite a campaign. And he applauded himself for doing that. So after he served his time as a doctor, he was elected to the Hawaiian State Legislature as an assemblyman. Later, he was a state senator, and then he became the lieutenant governor. I may have misspoken in a previous video and called him the attorney general. I meant lieutenant governor. He himself said that that job was kind of a fake job, and he didn't really have any responsibilities. I thought it was very demeaning to the office of the lieutenant governor and to the people of Hawaii in general. Very strange. So he, during his time as the lieutenant governor, was during all of the hogwash. And he led, I would say, neck and neck with California and New York in this, I would say it was the strictest shutdowns of all, because it was an island and you could not get in or get out unless you were subjected to the nasal swab assault. and then quarantining and isolation, and of course, the suffocation devices. I've done videos with people who were living in Hawaii, who were completely harassed, intimidated, threatened, handcuffed, jailed, imprisoned, and all of these things. So it was a very, very, very oppressive regime that he was in charge of. And of course, the cocktail policies that he is still pushing. I'm going to do another video for you where he is all gung-ho about this latest new cocktail that he's pushing. So he finally was installed as the governor of Hawaii to start his term in 2023. Now, isn't that interesting that in January of 2023, there also was a new mayor on Maui? And that was the bully, as I call him, Bully Bisson. He started his term in 2023. The cheat of police, fresh off the boat from Las Vegas, also was new to the island. I think he took office in 2022. And then the fire chief, who basically was MIA, still is MIA, has never answered the simple question, who was in charge in your absence? Who was running the fire department while you were gone in Colorado during this firestorm? Never answered the question. I have lots of questions for that fire chief. Anyway, back to Joshi. And I'm reading here the highlights from my Substack. Joshi ran his campaign with his Build Beyond Barriers theme, which I showed you a moment ago, whereby housing is healthcare. And that is one of these, let me show you this. This is important because he's got the Band-Aids and he wears the Band-Aids. Here's the yellow Band-Aid in the corner. He's always wearing yellow Band-Aids. I find it very strange. But he said, when I become governor, I am not going to follow the legislature. There's too much red tape. I'm going to create my own laws. That's exactly what he said. And that is exactly what he did. So he literally wants doctors to write prescriptions for housing. I kid you not. So he promised that he would start this emergency proclamation on housing to cut through the red tape of the legislature. You know, in other words, that means he promised to violate the Constitution by completely ignoring the Hawaii State Legislature's constitutional authority to create laws. Instead, it would just be Joshi and his committee of non-elected groupies who would make laws and policy about housing in Hawaii. So not only is Joshi a non-Hawaiian outsider, but his first order of business as governor was to suspend the laws regarding housing because he said he didn't like how slow the legislature was moving. Think about that for a moment. Hawaii has legitimate laws promoting the protection of sacred Hawaiian lands. It's called the Hawaiian Homelands Act. This law is actually written into the Hawaiian state constitution. I want you to go to my Substack so you can see that Joshi boy with one slosh of his pen created several emergency proclamations related to housing, suspending several laws, among them manipulating this Hawaiian Homelands Act. How do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Since we're talking about Hawaii, maybe we'll call them pineapples. As you can imagine, suspending this law did not go over well with the Hawaiian people. Worse still is that this hard leftist governor is a puppet for the United Nations. He has spoken about sustainable development goals right from the UN Agenda 2030. He's got his Aloha Plus dashboard. I've done videos on this before. And he talks about building his smart cities and resilient communities. All of this comes exactly from the United Nations playbook. You might think that the idea for the smart cities is fantastic and that there should be sustainable development goals. But why should they be coming from outside of his authority and outside of the United States? That doesn't make sense to me. He also aligns with the goals of the World Economic Forum, which is why I call him a WEFer. You know, the idea of you will own nothing and be happy, while apparently the government owns everything. So again, I've got my Maui Fire playlist with all of those videos with deep dives on those topics. This topic is about how our pushback is working. So again, I've got the video where he proclaimed the latest housing emergency 3 weeks before the firebombing of Lahaina, conveniently put into place so that he could facilitate and expedite the construction of the Build Back Better It's so despicable to even hear those words, as if what was going on in Hawaii and in Lahaina and on Maui wasn't good enough, that he was going to deem that he was going to do it better. This is where people really pushed back. And that's the problem, is they overplay their hand. I mean, it's a problem for them. We expose it. So one of the other laws that this emergency proclamation suspended is something that in many states is called a sunshine law, meaning we need to shine the light onto the public dealings. So the public serpents, those that are serving evil, will try to hide their evil deeds from the public by holding these meetings in private. It's completely illegal. In California, it's called the Brown Act. They have violated the Brown Act, these public serpents, over the last 3 years, probably previous to that as well, in California. And I've been fighting against it. That's what my lawsuit is about, basically. Thank you to all of those who have donated to support me. I'm still paying off my legal bills. We have another hearing coming up in October. So there's a link in the description box below if you can support that. So talk about illegal. He said that not only is he creating this Build Beyond Barriers working group, where he appointed Nanny Menderos. I did videos on that before. She ended up leaving that position. I don't know if she wanted to resign or Joshi told her to leave, but she stepped down. And of course, Josh said, oh, she's being bullied. You know, I can't stand it when these serpents pull out that bully card. It shows them for how weak they are. I really can't stand that. Like, stand up for yourself. So she's no longer in charge of that. I don't know who is going to be, but at least she allowed for public testimony at this hearing and opened the hearing to the public, whereby previously Joshi Green Due Deal said, no, that can all be done behind closed doors. We're going to make the laws and policies because the legislature is moving too slowly. Think about that. Just literally appointing himself the dictator. So since the beginning of this deliberately inflicted disaster, I've been shedding the light on this corruption in Hawaii along with others. And Joshi and his cronies have been saying, don't listen to social media. And I did a video for you. My last video that I did for you was about the laws in Hawaii, the emergency proclamation laws, saying that the governor in Hawaii has the authority to suspend electronic communication. I think that's part of the reason why they got rid of internet service during that disaster, so that people were in the dark and they couldn't find out what was going on. They were only hearing it from the news sources, mainstream media. So I correctly predicted that these public serpents overplayed their hand and were in for a rude awakening. And that's where we are landing right here. Many people in Hawaii, on Maui in particular, have come together organically to discuss these concerns. And there has been an enormous, like a tidal wave of pushback against this governor and his evil deeds. So what I'm about to share with you here is extremely important. So many of you say, Peggy, what can we do? You can go to these public meetings. You can expose their evil deeds on social media. You can share this video and others. You can talk about this channel on other channels, and you can email people links. You can help them be educated as to their rights and how these public serpents are wrongfully trying to take them away. Your rights cannot be given up. They are granted to you by God. So now Joshi is backpedaling on many important points. A couple of things. He stopped saying build back better. He caught himself almost saying we need smart cities. And then he said, we need smart governments and legislatures. And then he tried to catch himself because he knows that this United Nations Sustainable Development Goals gobbledygook is not passing the sniff test for many people. He also stopped saying the state is going to acquire the land in Lahaina. And he said the exact opposite. We're not going to build in Lahaina. We're going to do exactly what the people of Lahaina want. Now, I am preparing a video for you on the Delphi technique. And when that time comes for the people of Lahaina to talk about what they want, we have to be on the lookout, and they need to be on the lookout for people that are plants that are going to And I'm not talking about tropical, beautiful tropical plants. I'm talking about individuals that have been planted in the audience to sway the opinions of others. I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think that Delphi technique will fly in Hawaii. So now Joshi Darnett is still blaming global swarming for everything. He is actually doubling down on that. His latest speeches that I've covered for you in depth on this channel show him saying that the world should apologize for what happened. Not him as the governor. He's not responsible at all. And certainly not the cheat of police for blocking the roads and not allowing people to escape. And certainly not the fire chief who was not even on the island and didn't have anyone in charge. And certainly not the administrator, the highest person in charge of emergency services, who also was off the island. Oh, none of them are responsible whatsoever. No, the world should apologize, he says, because the world turned its back on climate change, right? You're going to hear this again and again and again and again and again. And I will do some deep dives exposing the fact that there is no evidence that that is true. So people are getting downright sick of his lies and are demanding change. And that's the good news. Now, I do have a disclaimer. I am still 100% opposed to any emergency powers being implemented and inflicted by these governors. Every time they change their emergency proclamations, just like the New Mexico governor did related to bang bangs, all it does is reinforce the idea in the public's mind that the governor actually has the authority to make these proclamations and to change them. And they don't. The only authority a governor has is within his lane, which is the executive branch of government. He can create these boards, but not if they are in opposition to the Constitution. He cannot create boards that then create laws. He can have advisory boards. He can have people give him recommendations. He can have fact-finding missions. He is supposed to carry out the laws and take care of the money and the budget that the legislature passes. That's what the executive branch does. It does not make law. So the fact that they are creating these emergency proclamations, even though they're, you know, narrowing them and changing them, it still rubs me the wrong way, and it should still bother you as well. So it reinforces the notion to the general public that somehow these governors are dictators and have the power to issue these sweeping unconstitutional measures. All righty, here we go. These are the changes that Joshi made to his recent emergency proclamation on housing. And I got this from the governor's website. That's where I get most of my information. I go to the original source. So it adds the word affordable housing to the title. So it's not just build beyond barriers. It is for affordable housing. Again, I agree with the circumstances that the housing situation in Hawaii really needs some attention, but that needs to be done and taken care of in the legislative process. Are there corrupt public servants? Absolutely. Has there been wasteful spending on projects? Absolutely. That's what happens when you have these people of low ethical and moral values in office. All right. The other thing it does is it excludes the area affected by the Lahaina wildfires. He's calling it a wildfire. All right. It was in a residential area. They talk about, oh, there need to be more fire breaks. Isn't like an asphalt street with concrete buildings enough of a fire break? Where's the fuel there? I digress. He also says that the new emergency proclamation will exclude the area. Oh, I said that one. It will reinstate the Sunshine Law. Yeah. This language bothers me. What do you mean reinstate the law? You had no authority to suspend it in the first place. I really take issue with the language. So the Build Beyond Barriers, which suspiciously sounds like Build Back Better, that working group, those meetings will be conducted in accordance with the law, meaning people can go, they can give their testimony. It also restores several laws relating to the historic preservation law and the environmental impact statements related to Hawaiian homelands. And that is good news. So that, I think, is to be applauded. But what really is to be applauded is you taking action, you watching these videos, becoming educated, sharing the videos, those that are in Hawaii that are giving testimony. And I think we are having a huge, we're having a huge impact on social media. I know that somebody from his office is watching these videos. They have stopped responding to people emailing and asking about the Band-Aids on his fingers. In fact, in a video that I saw today that he was being interviewed on, he was not wearing the Band-Aids. And again, it's quite a strange obsession. Some of you would probably say that even these revisions to the proclamation are just a Band-Aid, if you will, but it is an excellent illustration of how what we are doing is having an impact and what can happen when people speak up and resist. So I want to thank my lovely assistant, Olivia, who helps me prepare the research. And also she created, we collaborated on that little ditty, that little video. It's about 1 minute long of Joshi with his Band-Aids. So there's no harm in poking fun at these public serpents. It is what gets their attention. And we need to use all of our tools at our disposal to get their attention, to rattle their cages, and to push back so that they will slow down in their, the train of tyranny, that tidal wave of tyranny. We are pushing it back, friends. I want to thank you for being on board. Again, big mahalos and aloha to my lovely Healthy Americans who sent me this gift of aloha straight from Hawaii. I'm going to continue to expose the evildoers. God has called you and me to do this work, and I'm so grateful to have you on board. See you soon, everybody.